Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, it is my humble pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. And once again, you know how we do it, right? You can visit us online at WBCNTV.com. That's WBCNTV.com. And become one of our friends. It's absolutely free. And you can listen to our other shows, Money Matters Now, Everything Politics with Mr. Speed, and you know, that especially that show for the ladies, you know, that show for the ladies is called Let's Make Love. That's about the only show ain't no men in love involved in except me. I want to be the only man for all the women. So ladies, that's for you. That's usually on the late night tip, you know, why when you in that little corner and you sit by yourself and you wonder where your man at, he ain't there. Then guess what? I'm right there on the radio listening right for you, girls. Show you right. All right, enough of that. And remember, you can join me on WBCNTV.com. We're more interactive. You can also stream this show from WBCNTV.com. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Today we got a powerful topic we're talking about. We're talking about, is there just too much disrespect going on for Mr. Obama? I mean, Mr. Joe Wilson, you know how it went down last night, and it just seems like I've never really seen that done to another president before. It just seems like there's a lot of stuff I've never seen done to another president before. And who do we got on here today with me to discuss this? We got Mr. Sean McDowell, okay? And basically, as a life coach and motivational speaker, Sean embraces every client with the intention to enlighten and astound them with creative solutions to bring about success. Mr. McDowell was born in the city of Mansfield, Ohio, upon graduating from North Central State College in 1981, he began his career at the field of telecommunications. Mr. McDowell obtained his bachelor's and master's degrees in business from Indiana Wesleyan University. Having traveled both domestically and internationally, Sean has experienced God's great human creation from a global perspective few have witnessed. The collective spirit of the human race is in need of healing in order for the collective spirit of becoming whole and cracked. Crack sealed. Healing is required to repair the damaged soul of each individual, as Mr. Sean says. As with the mesh woven chain, the overall strength of the chain is only as strong as the weakest link. Sean believes that the time has come for the human race to take a quantum leap forward and into the societal or spiritual evolution. Mr. Sean, are you on the air, sir?
Oh, certainly I am, Mr. Benny.
Ah, brother, thank you for being here, especially on, we appreciate you coming through, discuss this, something that I think is very, very important, and a lot of times people forget, he still is our president, no matter how you look at it, don't matter if you agree or if you don't agree, he still is our president.
Yes, sir, and whatever happened just to plain out and out humane respect? Whatever happened to that?
You tell me.
You know,
that was my issue. And my issue was that no matter what your feeling is about an individual, whatever, if you're in the Congress, whether you're in the GOP, whether you're in the Democrats, whatever it is, there's a certain amount of respect that has to – people give more respect to the person that give them their paycheck than they seem like they give to the president. You know, I mean, at least Mr. Obama, because honestly, as I've heard Bush, Clinton, and a lot of these people, I've never really heard somebody come that disrespectful on live TV, almost like they still feeling somewhat kind of shited or something. You know, what is your take on that?
It goes to show, Benny, how deep and systemic the entitlement mentality runs in a people.
That's deep.
Because what you're really seeing here, you're seeing America in its true light. The world sees America in its true light. We put this false image of righteousness up amongst the world canvas, you know, pretty much since the inception of this nation. And over time, that veneer is being pulled off. And what we bore witness to last night is what I'm calling the raw, naked truth of what's in the hearts and minds of many men and women here in this country, bro.
You hit that right on the point. And this is what came to my head when I seen him do that. You know what came to my head, Mr. Sean, was it's sad, but there is a lot of people that probably actually feels like he do. Now, whether they're right or wrong, there's a lot of people that probably feel like it do, but that still don't make it right. There's a certain level that the world listens to when they are watching these type of speeches in a worldwide forum. Now, do you think, well, let's do it this way, Mr. Sean. Have you ever heard this before happen to another president live on television like that? Coming from somebody who shouldn't make sense. Not somebody who's just in the audience, but somebody who was voted for by the people. Have you ever heard this?
No. In my 47 years, I've never bore witness to that level of pure unadulterated hate and disdain in a setting. And we just can't say on national airwaves, but international, because with CNN and Fox and BBC, what was bore witness to was seen worldwide. I know I can't say that I've seen anything to that.
Now,
not broadcasted from this country. In other countries, yes, but from this one.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it has anything? I mean, this is just your personal opinion, whatever. Do you think it has anything that he is an African-American president, so just like they disrespect us, whether we got $1 million or whether we got $1, do you think that plays into it?
It has. I will say it has everything to do with it. Everything. And I won't shirk back from that. What you brought witness to is what we call naked bigotry, prejudice, and racism, which is still a disease that this country is set to cure.
Wow.
That's what we bore witness to last night in his purest form. The only thing he didn't do was holler up and call the man a nigger. That's the only thing that was missing in his diatribe.
Wow. And, you know, and I just say wow because, honestly, I think that's what a lot of people was thinking also. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was about it.
About it, Benny, is that the bulk of the shrillness that we see and hear on many mainstream media program, whether it's radio or TV, comes from people who profess to be of one of the big three Judeo-Christian faith, the ones who say how much they love God, whether God is Allah, Yahweh, or our Lord.
So what break it down in English for the listeners.
Well,
the
connection is this. we have heard and will continue to hear the love of country, quote unquote. This is a Judeo-Christian nation, that we are a nation of law, is what we hear repeatedly by people on a particular end of the political spectrum, do we not?
Yep.
Okay. And with that being said, now, for those who are of the Christian faith, and I'm speaking to them specifically, see, your leader is not Obama. It's not any of the political parties that you are affiliated with, any of the lodges or Masonic orders or anything else. Your leader and where you get your marching orders from is from Jesus Christ. And he laid out specifically what your code of conduct is to be by the two greatest commandments that he left with people. And the first was that you're to love your God with all your mind, heart, body, and soul, and that you're to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, where last night did you see any evidence of that individual, that Joe Wilson, following those particular tenets?
I believe, thank you, Holy Spirit. She says, good topic. I couldn't believe what happened. Yeah, I couldn't believe what happened either. And Aiden UK says, I haven't heard of this, Benny. Well, basically, Aiden, Joe Wilson, as he was getting, as President Obama last night was giving his speech, he yelled out, "You a liar," you know, right in the mix of what was going on. She said America was built on racial anarchy, and now some people are upset because of the current president. What do you think about that?
Well, when you get down to it, now we'll give the people a little short history lesson. How did this country come into its formation? How did it? It was colonized, was it not? First by, well, at least based on historical record, first you had Vikings, Norwegians, came into the North American continent. Then you had the so-called, quote-unquote, discovery of America by Amerigo Vespucci and or Christopher Columbus, depending upon which version of the history you care to follow.
Mm-hmm.
You then had the Pilgrims come from England. Okay, Great Britain. Now, there were indigenous people who lived in this country that we now know as the United States of America. They lived here. This was home for them. But what did the colonizers of this country do to them? What did they do? They lied, they cheated, and they stole property which did not belong to them. Land and the blood and much bloodshed as a result. They then, colonizers of this country, take a little trip to a continent called Africa. And they stole something else that did not belong to them, and those were lives of people who were indigenous to the continent of Africa. They were stolen.
Right. Now, Sean, I know where you're going with this, but I don't want to take people back too far, you know, because some people be like, all right, he went way back too far for me. But I know exactly where you're going. But in simpler terms, I want you to get right to your point.
This country was based upon thievery, deceit, lies, and bloodshed.
And that's why we're at the point where we're at right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because essentially any house that you build, right, if it's not built on a sound, solid foundation, if I build a house on, say, a granite foundation, or and you build your home on quicksand, whose home is going to have the greatest structural integrity in the event of, say, an earthquake, a hurricane, or a tornado? Whose house is likely to stand?
Definitely with a stronger foundation, we definitely did that. So let me get to here, and I want to get to the and a bigger question of this topic here. And to any of my listeners, if you want to call in, you can call in at 646-478-5790 if you got some. Tell me, I want to know how you felt about last night. I want to know, do you think that, one, if you wasn't here earlier as me and Sean was talking, I've never really seen this done to a president on live TV. Now, there's a lot of things might happen behind the scenes, but I've never really seen. And it's just as far as even this healthcare thing, it just seems like, you know, there's a lot of false information being put out. Anything to make him not look as clean as he does. AUKC, racial anarchy, like I said. And I guess what you, I mean, it's almost like they still, or well, let me not use the word they, because then it seems like I'm that type of person too. But it seems like some people have just not gotten over that Obama's our president right now. There's a certain respect level we have. I know somebody worked for me, you know what I mean? And
yes,
I was having an office meeting or a board meeting, and they yelled out like that, we're going to have an issue. You know what I mean? And we, you know, and I believe in forgiving everybody, but I believe respect, though, is something that's incredible. And one thing I never try to do is disrespect anybody in any fashion or form.
Well, that, but see, but that, you're a product of upbringing, Benny.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, you have a mother and a father who one loved you, wanted the best for you, and brought you up in a manner that you were taught to respect. See?
Okay.
We've got a great number of people in this country who they very well may have had a mother and father in a home, but the character of the mother and father in the home was less stellar. You wouldn't have borne witness to what you saw on your television last night if character was brought up in the mix of Joe Wilson's home training. There's lack. And that lack was quite present last night.
And
but this type of incivility permeates the society that we're in right now.
I definitely agree with that. And Power of Forgiveness says, can we all get along? They're upset because Obama helping people help themselves. And I totally agree with you, Power of Forgiveness. Sometimes when you are trying to do right by people and you are trying to do right by others, you know, some people got a real big problem with that.
Yeah, but
you know
the thing
I mean?
That gets me is the people who seem to have the greatest problem are the ones who also profess to have such a love for God and Jesus. How can you say you love God who you've never seen, but yet hate your brother, your neighbor, who you see daily? There's a word for that, and it's called hypocrisy.
I totally agree with you, Mr. Sean. Totally,
but we're a nation based on that, Benny.
You know, but I mean,
when you look at the very nature of politics is divisive. You are forced to stand on one side of the line, or the aisle, or the other, right?
Right. Yeah, it's like you're Democrat, you're Republican, or you're independent. But whatever it is, they want you to choose sides. So I definitely agree. I totally agree with that.
So and when you're doing that, What you're sowing in is dissension and discord. And see, and this is where I said earlier in your program that, see, those who profess to be of the body of God and in Christ here, see, they already got their marching orders. They're not supposed to be siding with anything other than what's right. Period. Their allegiance is not to any man of flesh and blood. It's to God, bruh.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you something. Do you think they came at Obama? You know, and I'm not here to do this or do that. But let me ask you something. Do you think, even in the healthcare situation, how they
mm-hmm.
have came along and put out misinformation that, you know, there's almost like a different set of rules for having an African American president or partial African American president, whatever you want to call it, than there was for any other president in history? Do you think we plan on different sides of the rules, almost like, okay, yeah, he the president, but we still can say this, or he, you know, even as Mr. Cheney, think about it, how recently he's come out, all of a sudden he's been quiet all this time. I mean, he done shot a couple people while he was hunting. You know what I mean? He ain't had nothing to say in all the 8 years of what he was doing. Now, all of a sudden, he got a whole lot to say, and it's all about the current president. What is your take on that, John?
My take is this is real simple. See, we've got a nation and a people who worships one thing and one thing only, and that's money and the power that money brings. See, that's the new American idol. That's not really new. It's quite old, actually.
Uh-huh.
And see, we got periods throughout civilization where many civilizations that no longer exist fell prey to what? Greed, selfishness, decadence, idolatry, right? Immorality. What we can whack off, Benny? Egyptian civilization, where is it? The Mayan civilization, the Incan, the Olmec, the Aztec, the Greek, the Roman. All great civilizations in their own right. But they're now relegated to the annals of the history books, aren't they?
Mr. Sean, I don't know if it's you, but I'm assuming it's you, but if you could turn down your TV a little bit, that might be very nice. Because it's very loud, or maybe you can go to another place. I can hear it in the background. And just in case you're joining us, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And make sure you join us and join our new site at WBCNTV.com. That's where all of our shows will come out. That's where The Benny Randall Show would come out. Everything politics with Mr. Dennis Speed, who has his own show over there. The show that I talked about earlier for all the ladies, Let Me Make Love to You, comes on late at night, and that's just for the ladies. All right, so fellas, you can go to bed and let me play this love music for the ladies, all right? It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. And make sure you tune in to Money Matters Now, where we talk about all your money, investments, and everything else that's got to do with making paper. We're speaking to Mr. Sean right now, McDowell, and we talking about, is there a different disrespect going on for Obama? It just seems like there's something more that's happening here than most people, than most other presidents have ever gotten in their life. You know what I mean?
Well, but you have to look at it as this is a real simple mathematical equation.
Okay.
Right? Very simple. When you look at what were the commonalities of the previous 43 presidents, what's the difference between them and the 44th? What's the major difference?
Only one thing. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Because, there's only one thing because they all have their things, Sean, but there's only one thing, and that's just the perception from the eyesight point of view.
Yeah, because see, this is what we make our judgments upon, are that based upon our five senses, right? We make judgments, observations, decisions, and choices based upon our five senses. Plain and simple. See? You only can call things as they are, not as you hope or wish them to be. So based on what it is you saw last night, based on what you heard prior to last night, what you see is a pattern of behavior of people who have deep racial hatred, bigotry, and prejudice toward those who neither like or think like or believe in the same manner as they do.
Makes a lot of sense. Power of forgiveness, say we have to keep these people, lift up in our prayers. I guess mean life in our prayers. I mean, yeah, we can pray for them, but, you know, sometimes they got to change themselves. That's what I
mean. Yeah, that's what the change starts from within, bro.
Yeah, the change. You know me, I'm always talking about change. And when I'm talking about change, it always starts with the first individual who's involved in that change, and that will be you.
Yep, the person you see in the mirror, that man or woman in the mirror.
You better believe that in aspect. So question, what do you think about the health care plan? Do you actually think there is a solution, Sean?
What's being floated out there, I don't think much of, Benny. And I tell you that the big what's the term I want to use here? The biggest miscalculation, error in judgment that Obama exercised in this whole ordeal was not putting forth a plan from his administration, the blueprint and the template that Congress was to work from. He left it up to them. And when you leave it up to a people who are already corrupted by special interests, this is the outcome that you get. What you see is what you get in this country, people. There are billions of dollars made maintaining the status quo. Anybody who gets in the way of that is deemed a threat.
That makes a lot of
sense. There's profit in cutting people off of the insurance, denying coverage, increasing premium for less coverage. Right?
Right.
Because healthcare is a for-profit business. So that means a simple mathematics once again.
Well, yeah, well, that's what the HMOs, why they was, you know, that wasn't why they was originally created, okay? They was originally created so that every, you know, people could have, can get health care, and really way back when it was really created for people who really had no money and no means of health care.
Well, now, but you're saying you would have to then believe that the original intention was an honest and noble one.
Yes, it was.
When it comes from politicians, I don't believe that.
Well, I don't think it came from politicians back then, did it? Healthcare didn't start right now.
HMOs came from who? Who signed the law? Your boy Richard Nixon.
Right, but that was all. That was, I mean, that was a long time ago.
That, what you do in the past ripples forward, homie. You can't disconnect. There's not the Constitution had originally what? 10 Bill of Rights, right?
Right.
And how many amendments have been put on up? 27, 26 or 27?
Yeah, I wouldn't have that information, so I'm not.
Yeah, but yes, this is what I say. You build upon what was done in the past, right?
Okay.
So you cannot disconnect what was done and this impact on what we're facing today.
So you're saying from the beginning concept, it was all about money. That's what you're saying.
Yes, all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. Have you heard that one somewhere before?
Well, you're busting out raps for me and stuff. MC Sean on the microphone, y'all. Right here on the Benny Randall Show. MC Sean.
Still no rhyme that ain't mine. Just borrowed it, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Holy says, I think the liar word, if it had to be inferred, it would refer to President Nixon and Clinton. Powell, forgetting to say, the solution is to put your trust in God. He is the only one that has your back. It is but much Obama can do. He is doing the best. I totally agree with that, POF. I totally agree with that. But that, I think that's what we said, and if you've listened to any of my previous shows, you would understand that I truly believe that for us to ever have any peace in this world right here that we live in, each man has to have peace in his own heart. Okay? Each man has to make a connection with his own self before he can make a connection with anybody outside of him. So I totally agree with that aspect of it. And I want to know what you think, too, at 646-478-5790. Let us know what went through your head when you heard it. Let us know how do you feel about this entire administration, and let us know what do you think of health care. Because, honestly, I believe when it comes to health care, I believe there is a way if we can take the money aspect out of it, which is very, very hard because the pharmaceutical companies, they pump so much money into lobbyists. They pump so much money into everybody else's cause that can help their cause, because if they didn't pump that money into those causes that can help their causes, they wouldn't have as much leeway and power. They understand the power of the dollar.
Yes, they do.
okay? And as long as you got pharmaceutical companies understanding the power of the dollar, as long as you got nicotine companies understanding the power of the dollar, and as long as America and the world looks at the dollar as their king or queen or whatever you want to say, money's going to always be able to put you in whatever predicament you want. It's just like, think about Michael Jackson. I mean, here's a guy that had all the fame, all the, you know, the money, tons and tons of money he can use, so much money that he was able to buy his death. I know that sounds cruel, you know, et cetera, but honestly, that's what he did. He bought his death. You know what I mean? Because he was able to have doctors who money was more important than the actual health of their patients.
Than holding up to their Hippocratic oath.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And when money becomes more important, you as a doctor, than it comes as an individual. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a real problem there. Okay? Because what that basically says, no matter what industry you're in, no matter what you are doing, everybody has a price, and that is a sad situation right there. When you
and
can pretty much
this,
buy
this
anything.
Is where, and this is where the health care system, it's already a pay-as-you-go. Because essentially those who have the money can afford to get the best in the way of care and medication, see?
Mm-hmm.
And this whole argument about, well, I don't want government in between me and my doctor, you have no less than 5 administrators in between you and your doctor with your current privately held health care. No less than.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, for it's almost like they're saying they don't want them in between, but they're already there.
Yeah.
Because honestly, when you have to get a referral, no matter what you do, you have to go through a lot of situations to get that referral just to see another doctor based on the plan that you're utilizing and the plan that you're paying. And people got to come to realize is this, Mr. Sean. It's just like anything else. It's just like how, you know, if your house is very close to the water, you're having a hard time keeping homeowners insurance simply because the companies are in to make a profit. They're not in to not make a profit. Their whole concept is this. We make more money than we have to spend. Point.
And to make money means that they must minimize their risk and cash outlay. So this is the reason why they charge you exorbitant premiums for little coverage. The moment you file a claim, they either reject the claim and or boot you off of insurance program.
Well, yeah. Well, they actually got people that, you know, looking at the Michael Moore thing and a couple other documentaries I've seen, they actually got people that actually or hired simply to help deny people's right to health.
You
have an ailment already, sir, so really you were sick before it, so that somehow voids your contract with us. So that money you paid the whole 20 years, it really means nothing right now. Go for it.
Yeah, and when they boot you off of the program, they don't refund all the money you paid in the way of your premium.
Ooh, you better believe that, because it ain't about giving money back. It's about taking money.
See?
That is right or wrong.
But see, this is the thing about it. Whether you're talking corporations or whether you're talking the government, right?
Uh-huh.
These entities can do no more and less than what we the people allow them to. See, no leader, I'm talking from Adolf Hitler to Saddam Hussein to Napoleon, Those were individuals. The only power they had was that which was given to them by their supporters and followers, bro. A leader has no power without followers willing to acquiesce their power to them.
Sean, let me ask you this question. POF says, how come Canada is not having that problem? And there's other people that are not having a problem. What is the difference? What are they doing that's working, that somehow America and America's congressmen, let me not say America, but American congressmen who have been appointed by the people and somehow forgot about the people, keep saying that cannot be done here. What part are we missing, John?
This problem thing, you know, we got to understand that, you know, we're speaking in terms of subjectivity here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, from what I understand of the Canadian system, there are particular procedures, the more surgically invasive ones, that there is a waiting list. You wait listed if you need major heart surgeries and brain surgeries and types of, say, kidney or liver transplants, that, yeah, that there's a downside to their program because there's a lot of Canadians that will come into, what's the nearest, say, Windsor to, say, Detroit. And their insurance company will, the government of Canada, that is, will pay some American-based health care provider to perform these surgeries because there's such a backlog, right, of surgeries in their own system. So there are merits to the Canadian-style health care. Yes, there are. But for everything that there's an upside to, there's a downside to this, right?
Okay, well, I'm not sure if you answered my question, Sean, so I'm going to re-ask this question. What is the difference, and why is it working there that there's a downside to everything? Because there's two sides to everything, no matter what. You know, there's always two sides. It's either the left or the right. Okay, so my question is to you is how come they're able to stay – people are not running from Canada because of their health care. You see what I'm saying? So something must be right there. Why can't we do that here?
Well, it's a back to the wheel, right? See, apparently the Canadian citizens, by virtue of their vote, say that they agree that their citizens should have and do have government-paid single-payer health care for their people. They agreed to that vote. They're voting the people that they put into office to represent them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're willing, the people of Canada are willing to pay higher income taxes to support that will.
Well, and that's okay because guess what? We pay a whole lot of high income taxes here, especially us who've been blessed with a little bit more. And still half of the people don't have health care. In fact, they says, one, it's 41 million people who don't have a job right now, okay? So if they don't have a job, 9 times out of 10, there's a large percentage that they probably don't have health care.
Almost certain, probably the same number.
Okay.
But in fact, I answer your question, it's back to collective will. Because, see, it's people who put those 535 scallywags into Washington, D.C. They come from your cities, your states, your counties, right?
Okay.
You send them. You people send them there every 2, 4, 6 years. It's your, through exercising or not exercising, your right to vote. They're only doing what you've given them your authority to do. So if you're not willing to make a change in who you send to represent your so-called best interests, there won't be any change, at least not for the better.
But Sean, let me ask you this, man. I mean, and that's something else that bothers me. We do go after people for our best interest, but it seems like really honestly, I mean, let's throw everything here on the table for a second, okay? Let's have some transparency right here on the Benny Randall Show. What politician actually does do what they say they're going to do?
Yeah, and that's a very valid question. Because, see, that term liar, that Joe Wilson tossed out there last night, he should have turned around and made that statement toward those people who were sitting next to him, front of him, on each side of him.
And not even clapping. Yeah.
Yeah.
GOP.
But see, because that's what, essentially, that's what the name of the game is in politics. It's not about keeping it real. It's not about transparency. It's about keeping your cards close. You know, your friends close, your enemies closer, and lie and cheat and deceive and connive your way through to the next election. Tell people what they want to hear in order to get their vote. And this is the system of governance that we, the people, have chosen to continue to perpetuate.
And all
we
I can tell
you,
I can tell you,
we got the best government that money can buy.
You know what I mean? But one thing I can tell you, Mr. Joe Wilson is feeling the backlash, even from his own people. Okay.
Yeah, but that's I'm going to say that it's feigned. I look at Washington as a continuing series of soap operas or Madea-type plays. That's all I look at it as. Act 2, Scene 1.
Mm-hmm. According to Politico, it says, campaigning gets new life. In addition to the flack Wilson's received from his colleagues, the American people are making their disdain known as well. According to The Nation, Rob Miller, a Democrat and Marine Corps veteran who was planning to run against Wilson in 2010, raised more than $50,000 for his campaign within just a few hours after Wilson's outburst. Miller, who ran in 2008 without any help from national Democrats, lost to Wilson 46-54%. But with his newfound boost in popularity, his campaign has been given a new life. He tweeted Wednesday night, 55,000 raised, less double that in 12 hours. According to Miller's site, actblue.com, Miller has raised over 300,000 since Thursday afternoon. Almost half of the money has come from readers of the progressive blog Daily Cause, who created fundraising page called Defeating the Man Who Yelled Liar at Obama. But it says, who is the liar? As it turns out, the man who called Obama the liar may actually be off base. According to PoliticalFact.com, a nonpartisan site dedicated to the fact-checking the claims of candidates and elected officials, political parties, interest groups, pundits, talk show hosts, Obama wasn't lying when he said the health care reforms he's opposing would not apply to illegal immigrants. Obama can make pretty thorough the case the reform doesn't apply to those here illegally. We don't find the public option argument enough to make the case that Obama lied. We rate Wilson's statement as false, according to PoliticalFact.com. Now, from tearful town halls to emotional public outbursts, the finger pointing to either finger biting, if you've learned anything from the past few months, is the debating. Healthcare has the ability to elicit the rawest and sometimes basest emotions of the people. So hearing that, Sean, it says, one, that people do care, okay? But two, it says that there is, I think people have a problem trying to find out what to actually care about.
I got a whole different stance than most when it comes down to that issue of politics. Anyway, Benny,
okay,
and I'm pretty biased on my view about it because
In what way is that, sir?
Yeah, well, my way is that the honesty, truth, integrity aspect of that profession is non-existent. Because, see, people who go into that, see, their allegiance is not to their constituency. It's the party affiliate. So right out the gate, you have a clash of interest. And then when you put the mix of money into this, it changes the whole dynamic of allegiance.
So are you saying you don't think nobody actually goes into politics with the right frame of mind that they actually want to actually help people? Is that what
well,
you're saying?
Well, what is the phrase? The highway to hell is paved with the good intentions of men?
So is that a yes or no with your parable?
I say no.
You're giving me parables. Want me to decipher?
Well,
here.
Well, you got a thinking listening audience, bro. And that's why I put it, because I'm about having people think instead of just, you know, taking things on sheer face value, because
okay.
We do too much of that in this country as well.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Give him
and this whole healthcare debacle is an example of it. 35, near 40% of this country is making their opinion of this whole issue purely based on what they have heard second, third, fourth hand from someone else, not having done any research of their own outside of hitting on button on their remote.
Yeah,
somebody says, show up to so-and-so town hall meeting, carry a sign, hell no to health care, and that's what they'll go do.
Not even a reason why they there.
No. No more than somebody they hear on a TV show or on a radio program told them to.
Wow. And that's a sad state of affairs, basically, is what it boils
yeah,
down to.
That's it
a very
is.
Sad state of affairs.
They call it the United States of America. I call it the United Fakes of America. There's a whole lot of people walking around perpetrating frauds, bro.
Wow. And if you're liking this show and any of our other shows, make sure you guys become one of our friends at WBCNTV.com. That's where we'll be putting all our shows, where you can communicate with the host of the show, like myself, Mr. Speed on Everything Politics, and all our other shows like Money Matters Now, CEO Lifestyle. Everything is going to be over at WBCNTV, so we're going to make it happen. That way we can have everybody at one place. And you'll be the first to know when we're doing something new and powerful. You don't have to just stumble upon it and make it happen. So make sure, and I'll put that in the chat room, WBCNTV.com. Become one of our friends. It don't cost nothing. We just update it and just open the site. And, we're going to make it happen. So make sure you become a part of that. And you are listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And make sure if you got a question, you can call us at 646-478-5790. Or you can visit us over at WBCNTV.com. And we'll be right back with more from The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. We'll be right back after this really short break.
It's The Benny Randall Show.
I am successful.
Tell the person on the side I love you.
So why haven't you gotten your dream? Why haven't you gotten your goal? The lady who never procrastinated. Life. The only reason you haven't gotten what you want out of life is because of well, if you take that word impossible and you separate it, the I and the M, impossible, you separate them. What do you have? I'm possible. What do you have? I'm possible. She came from left field. While y'all was raising y'all hands, she was running. See, that's what it's about, action. Because whatever you focus on expands. That's why most people in life get what they don't want.
It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Thank you, and we're back. If you're just joining us, you are listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, if you want to learn more about me, you can go to BennyRandall.com. That's BennyRandall.com. Or you can visit us online at WBCNTV.com, where we make it happen. And don't wait for life to happen to you. You make it happen, okay? That's what I truly believe, ladies and gentlemen. I truly believe. And we're talking about Obama and the amount of disrespect that seems to be looming in the air. We're speaking to Mr. Sean. Sean, am I pronouncing your last name right? Is that McDowell? Hello, Sean? Hello, what happened to Mr. Sean? Did he disappear? Okay, Mr. Sean, sound like he either disappeared, got disconnected. but I still see his number. Mr. Sean, if you're there, perhaps you want to come back? All right, no problem. Okay, but ladies and gentlemen, I want to know what you think about this. Mr. Sean,
hey.
Are you back?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, did you fall
there
off
we
the
go.
Chair?
Yeah, you know me. Multitasking as always.
I hear you, man. I hear you. So, Sean, I was just making sure. What am I saying your last name right and correct?
It's McDowell, yes.
McDowell. Oh, okay. I was saying it correct. Tell people if they want to know more about you, where they can check you out and what you're doing, sir.
Well, you can check out my website at www.seanmcdowell.com. You can find me on www.facebook.com/ToBeEnlightened. You can also listen to my blog talk program that I co-host with Greg DJ Squid Doss on www.blogtalk.com/DJ Squid. And we hit quite a few topics, pretty much any topic under the sun, dealing from relationships to politics. And we bring it raw like sushi.
There it is, and it's definitely a good show. I've checked it out several different times, and I'm telling you, it's actually a very, very good show. So y'all definitely check them out, and make sure you check us out at WBCNTV.com, because we got some big things coming in. I'm also going to have a new show over there called Roll with the Motivator. Well, I'm going to give you 15 minutes of power, ladies and gentlemen, where you get it and you get going. There it is. You ain't got to be around a long time. I'm going to just make it happen. It's called Roll with the Motivator. And if you love my theme song, Roll with the Motivator. All right.
Get a Benny.
You know, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle. I got theme songs for you all day long. All right. UK says, it's right what the guests mentioned on the show. There's a lack of reasoning among people these days. Okay, I guess she was referring to something you said earlier when we was talking about it. And, Holy, you made a lot of sense. She said, when your neighbor is laid off or having financial problems, it's a recession. When it happens to you, it's a depression.
Better tell it.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. And, Coach TC, I see you in the room. Thank you for stopping by. And, Mr. UK, 2B, and Holy Spirit. Does that make a lot of sense? Did she hit it right on the point right there, Sean?
Oh, most certainly, because, see, when we're dealing in a universe that is quite relative in its application, that what she says is so very true. You know, when it happens to somebody else, it's not a problem, but when it happens to you, problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to be, you know, humans seem to only react when there's extreme pain and pressure put upon them from some external source to change. Otherwise,
like
we won't do it on our own accord.
Yeah, otherwise, and other people are saying they have to be pushed up against the wall, basically.
Yeah. Well, there was a saying that I heard the other week, Benny, something that goes to the effect that when the pain of doing things the same exceeds the pain of making a change, that's when change will occur.
That's very powerful. Say that slow again for that, because I don't think some people got that. That was very, very deep, Sean. Say that again.
When the pain of remaining the same or doing the same exceeds the pain associated with change, that's when change will occur.
Wow. That's very deep. It's almost like saying people got to get to that point in your life saying, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
And that's exactly, it's just a different way of placing, but that's exactly the meaning.
Mm-hmm. And that's when change absolutely happens. And that's what I've come to learn. And that's why I live my life and I live every moment, Sean, because I believe you shouldn't have to get to that point of your life. I learned a long time ago that I didn't have to wait till I got pushed up against the wall to make a change in my life. That's the most important thing. If I ain't learned nothing else from my coach, I learned that that when you got to, you shouldn't have to wait till life changes is for you, because this is what I've known. In life, things are going to change. And if life changes it for you, it may drag you doing it.
Screaming and kicking.
So instead of it dragging me, I'm going to just walk with it.
Yeah, because see, change, when it's universal change, see, it operates on its own timetable in the core.
Uh-huh.
And it typically doesn't, and it's not too kindly and it's, when it's applying that change towards you.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. It's best to make those transitional changes and adapt as you go through life than to have the external change unforeseen be forced upon you, because it won't be to your liking typically.
Yeah, you got that. You got that right on the point, Sean. You got that right on point. And I think a lot of people, as we look at what happens, one thing I got to say about Obama, what I love the most is that, you know, he did something that a lot of people never thought was possible. And it took some belief within himself, okay, to actually believe that it was possible that he could become the president in this time, at this time, somebody who hadn't been around for, you know, 50, 60 years and wasn't a part of the good old boys club, you know what I mean? But one thing I think has to change, though, that there's got to be a certain amount of respect that happens when we are dealing with the president. And Joe Wilson did not. It just seems like Obama got a problem with people named Joe. Joe the plumber, Joe Wilson, and Joe Mama, it, all those things. It just, I'm sorry, I had to do that. Was, that was just sat there for it, but, you know. But the whole point is, it just seems like, you know, people just got an issue, like they haven't come to terms that Mr. Obama is our president. No matter how you look at it, what you disagree, there's a certain respect has to happen when we're in the public forum, okay? What you say off camera, off the microphone, then that's your privilege. But if you have been blessed to even be sitting within the confines of the president as he gives these powerful speeches and whatever, you should at the minimum have a respect for him as a man and the president, okay?
Well, see, and that's why I say I got a different take than most people. Because, see, there's one thing that I'm in full agreement with Jesus. See, I'm also the type that I give no respect to person or title. Just because you're wearing a title, you don't get respect from me. I respect you based on the manner by which you conduct yourself and how you treat me. See, I can respect you humanely, and I, every creature God put on this planet, they get that from me. I can't be a man of God and not do that, okay? But as far as me respecting anything else, like, you know, the quality of your character, whether or not you're a man of integrity, an intelligent person, these things I can only come to do when I come to know you. And that takes time.
Makes a lot.
And until that time, all I can do is make observations and judgments about you based on what it is you say, what it is you do. That's what I'm going to formulate my decisions and judgments upon, right?
Makes sense. And UK in the chat room says, agree 100% with your guest. That's Mr. Sean. Make sure you check him out, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said, it's always a wonderful pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. And make sure you join us over at WBCNTV.com. That's where we're putting all of our shows, and everything will be in one location where you can interact with us and Money Matters Now, everything politics, CEO lifestyle, Let Me Love You every night, and we got so many other shows that it's going to be happening. It's going to be real ugly. Coach TC, well, it's important in democracy to respect the office of the presidency, even if you really dislike the person the office sustains the country. Amen, TC. You hit that right on point. And make sure you check out TC's show every Saturday at 10 a.m. See, she make you wake up to listen to her show, and she only on for 15 minutes, okay? So basically, Coach TC is telling you, saying, if you ain't getting up early enough and you ain't right there on time, you're going to miss it. All right? So I'm liking that style. I'm definitely liking that style. And make sure y'all check out my new show called Roll with the Motivator, only on WBCN-TV and WBCN. It's going to be real ugly. You know, I'm going to drop it. It's going to be just about 5-10 minutes of me just dropping it for you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's like always, Sean, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate the love. Make sure you put up a thing over at WBCN TV. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And remember, think bigger than your biggest dreams. God bless and good night. Where's my midget and my theme music? Get this going. Where's my midget? Where's my midget? Play my theme music. Oh, no, y'all didn't.
You're going to have to start singing it on your phone now, Benny.
It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. I love that Benny Randall. I can't believe they ain't playing my theme music.
Go ahead, damn bastard.
I
love it.
I can't believe they are not playing my theme music. Oh, my God. All right. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's Benny Randall Show. I love that Benny Randall. I love that Benny Randall. Love that. Okay, thank you. Stop playing me, man. Oh, now they want to skip my song.
Oh, now you get the remix.
I love it, I love it. Stop playing with me, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, y'all got issues. You wait till we get off this phone. Oh, that wasn't even nice. That wasn't even nice. Oh, wow.
I love that Benny Randall. I love that Benny Randall. I love that Benny
Randall Show. Yeah. I love that Benny Randall.
I love that Benny
Randall.
I love that Benny Randall.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell everybody who's working in my studio right now, just like Donald Trump said, you all are fired. You're fired. Okay? You messed up my theme music. You are all fired. Take that to the bank. Listen to some on archives so I can fire you again. All right? You're fired. I'm out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Later, Benny.